Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. It's Zoe Moon. That was really supposed to transition a lot better than that. I know. You guys know. You hear it every week. All right, you guys. We're talking about the week of September 15th through the 22nd, and we are on the eve of the major full moon lunar eclipse in Pisces. It has been building, as you guys know. Emotionally, critically, as we are, you know, wrapping things up, finalizing some things in our lives, maybe seeing some final endings or celebrating achievements. We are in, you know, the ebb of it tonight. If you're listening live on September 15th, it is going to peak tomorrow on the 16th around, you know, I should have written down the time for that. I think it was around 3 something in the afternoon. I do have a mind. 3:05 p.m. Eastern time on the 16th. So this is about the things that Pisces rules, and it is the final curtain on this unbelievably intense Saturn-Neptune square that had its final perfection over the weekend, this eclipse closing the last door to that as it plays on the Neptune side of the scenario. So since last year in the fall around this time, we started to have, all kinds of weird things going on behind the scenes, behind closed doors. There have been secretive things. There have been hidden agendas. There have been scenarios that involved us retreating, resting, recuperating, healing, dealing with addictions, dealing with hospitals or other institutions. There have scenarios that have been karmic in nature, or past life oriented. They may have evolved around clandestine romances. They may have focused us on what's been going on in the artistic muse-ruled side of our life, playing out through, the fantasy side of things, the illusion, the delusion. Chemicals, oceans, what else? Spiritual realm, where we go for meditation, yoga, prayer, the connection to the divine, the veil between worlds. It's just goodness gracious, it's been intense. Also rules research and investigations and development. A full moon lunar eclipse has trigger dates. We had our first trigger date back on August 19th. If you are one who is good at remembering what you were doing, more than 24 hours ago, you can look back and see. I know that the second trigger date was September 11th. We saw the Hillary collapse out there and all the secretive behind-the-scenes scenarios going on about her health scenario, so she was obviously triggered on that day. We have today and tomorrow as it builds into perfection on the 16th. Then the follow-up days that are still trigger days where final things happen, or big epic moments can happen, would be September 21st and October 14th. So you may want to circle those days on your calendar and look at what is ending or what is being achieved or what is being celebrated in those areas. I will talk about how this is going to impact each sign. I'm sure you're kind of aware of what that is for you at this point, but I will go over it. Okay, the other things that are happening in this week ahead, we have Mars activating the planet Uranus. I'm not going to just say Mars is activating Uranus, this is Friday the 16th and Saturday the 17th. So this is some kind of action that is a surprise action, and it may tie in with this epic eclipse moment. Mars is about motivating something or doing something about something. It can be about your passions stirring. It can be warlike. It can be angry. It can be a fight. And it is playing out in the sign of Sagittarius. So we can expect on Friday or Saturday some kind of, you know, action or one of those other expressions of Mars that will involve travel or foreign people or interests or import-export or globalization, that will involve legal or educational matters, will involve media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, can involve religion or politics or ceremonies, weddings. So Mars making it happen, stirring up, heating things up. The fact that it aligns with Uranus means that, yes, there is some kind of surprise aspect to it. But it also may mean that, you know, the Mars-Uranus connection sometimes can be Earth triggers as well. So if you happen to be, you know, in an earthquake area or a place where there's a lot of fires or electrical issues and that kind of thing, you know, pay attention to that. Be careful with that. It also may bring in something around the social media, the, you know, internet, what's going on within the group dynamic, or with the cause, the revolution, the rebellion, the, you know, the spirit of the society as a whole. So we have that on Friday and Saturday. Then we have Venus active in this week ahead. And Venus is active through relationships. So she is actually going to be triggering things Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. So, you know, hey, that sounds like a weekend to me. So, you know, Venus wants you to focus on love or women or a woman, income or beauty themes, and really going to be stirring things up via partnerships or clients or agents or attorneys or opponents or competitors or specialists. You know, she is interacting with Uranus on Saturday and Sunday. Again, kind of that surprise scenario, something, you know, going on out there. And then by Monday, she interfaces with Mars. And that is an opportunity aspect, bringing it all together. So expect something to flow between the Mars and Venus realms of topics in some kind of opportune manner by Monday the 19th. And what else do we have? Oh, it's the last week of, it's a lot, right? It's the last week of Mercury retrograde this week ahead. And we've got until Thursday, the 22nd, and then Mercury goes direct on that day. So if we're looking at these days ahead, what is the important moment, you know, to hear that information or have that run in with the past person or situation or talk or meeting or look at reworking that agreement or sale or writing or offer proposal? It is happening on Tuesday the 20th, and it is when Mercury retrograde is going to align with Pluto. Now, this is a favorable alignment to a very intense planet. So, you know, you can kind of have that moment of meeting or communicating or hearing something, making that choice that helps evolve a situation, make some or react to a deep change or create. So it's powerful. It hopefully is positive for everybody. And then on Thursday, the 22nd, Mercury flips and goes direct. You know, we can have mix-ups and glitches and breakdowns and weird mechanical malfunctions and things on the day the energy actually shifts. So you want to kind of take care about backing things up and, you know, double-checking your facts and figures on Thursday, the 22nd. But after that, thank the powers that be, we are moving out of what I have considered, you know, what has played into making September the most intense, biggest, baddest month of the year. I think that I have been validated in that so far. And we turn the corner with that as of Thursday, the 22nd. So yay, yay, and yay. So let's look at the signs. With Aries, this full moon lunar eclipse, remember, triggered August 19th, September 11th, on the day of the eclipse, on the 16th, and then September 21st and October 14th. Aries, this is about some kind of major culmination where you're either finalizing something, ending it for good, making that commitment to something that you are achieving or celebrating that achievement. And for Aries, that is either about romantic getaways, clandestine romance, karmic past life unions, healing, addictions, hospitals, research, development, investigations, something in your artistic pursuits with film, music, painting, poetry, dance, sculpture, or something in your spiritual pursuits, which, you know, prayer, meditation, yoga, might also dip into the magical or psychic realm. So work towards what you would like to see complete. Note that things that do run their course and end in these arenas are meant to at this time, and celebrate what you have achieved. As far as your ruler Mars, Aries, this is a really powerful couple days, Friday and Saturday, for you to be proactive about travel, people at a distance, legal, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious, or political themes. It might be a sudden, spontaneous opportunity to do something about something there. Be open to it Friday and Saturday. As far as Venus goes for Aries on Saturday through Monday, this is definitely going to favor you guys with at least one key relationship. So whether that's your clients, your partner, your representative, your specialist, dealing with the competition, this is putting you in a pretty nice flow with somebody over love or money, over beauty or women, or maybe a combination of all of that. I don't know. But it looks good. And then as far as Mercury retrograde in its last week ahead of you, Tuesday the 20th is the big day for Aries. You want to focus on, decisions, going back to that past person or situation, rethinking things, reworking things that have a focus on your job, coworkers, on your health, hired help, on your animals, on your paperwork, or anything about organizing or cleaning. And the big changes are the way you can evolve the scenario as it aims towards your goals, or as you deal with higher up authority type people in the mix, or as it impacts your career. This looks very powerful for you guys. For Taurus, this full moon lunar eclipse on Friday the 16th, I mean, it's very intense. There's been something kind of escalating behind the scenes with a friend or with a group affiliation, with your internet interests, astrology, charities, gatherings, social networking, or perhaps causes, your personal aspiration, your freedom, or your original ideas. And so you relate that back to Pisces themes. I mean, something going on there with healing in hospitals or addiction, something going on there with romance or artistic or spiritual pursuits, or with the research and development or the retreative time in the period. And so this is escalating to a head by Friday the 16th. The trigger dates may have brought some of this to the forefront for you on August 19th or September 11th. So you also will have September 21st and October 14th, where you may have some replay scenario around this. But you want to kind of work on endings and wrapping things up, celebrations, achievements in those areas. Mars will be active in the week ahead for Taurus, Friday, Saturday, the 16th and 17th, really powerful days to motivate about financial needs, sexual interests, divorce scenarios, reproductive needs, or anything where you're really trying to make changes, purge, go deeper on subjects that involve like shared experience or third-party scenarios. Venus, your ruler, is going to be putting you one-on-one with somebody Saturday, Sunday, Monday. And this looks beneficial for you when it comes to work, when it comes to health, when it comes to paperwork, hired help, coworkers, or the animals. So focus the love there or the income opportunities there. Focus the beauty or on the woman in this scenario. This looks, you know, like you're really moving things along in that. And then finally, Taurus, we have this Mercury retrograde moment, the last big moment in the week ahead. So the do-over, the releasing or the reconnecting with the past, the reworking or rethinking things for Taurus, your creative input or your creative projects and how that relates to your work scenario or coworkers. Hold on, I got to take a drink. Sorry. I think I did like 6 readings today. And my throat, I'm running out of voice. And I have another radio show tomorrow, so I'll be raspy. I'll be Davis-sized. okay, Taurus. Creativity and the efforts that you're doing towards a creative project, with hired help or coworkers or how it pertains to your job is one of the scenarios. Taurus, also your love life, or the kids in that you're, going back to do some kind of work for, or maybe you're focusing on health or paperwork in the scenario, hired help in those arenas, or anything recreational that you want to talk about and rethink in some way. So Tuesday's the big day that you can make some changes or you can evolve the situation. And I guess I should say the way you would evolve that Taurus is through legal, educational, media, marketing, wedding, travel, religious or political arenas. For Gemini, full moon lunar eclipse is bringing something to a major head for you guys involving an authority figure like a boss, a parent, a judge, a mentor, teacher, director, somebody like that, or it is focusing on a big major life goal or your career, reputation, fame arena. So Geminis, you guys are, you know, seeing something culminate, finalized, come through, wrap up, end, be celebrated or achieved here. You may have had some of this coming to a head back on August 19th or September 11th on pre-trigger dates. You can have it escalating here to its high point on Friday the 16th. And then there are some post-trigger dates, September 21st and October 14th, that will stand out about this big culmination. When we look at Mars activity in the week ahead for Gemini, this is going to activate something on Friday or Saturday or both days with a partner, a client, specialist, agent, attorney, some kind of maybe a competitor, opponent, some kind of relationship axis. And it looks social and it looks probably pretty positive, so I would dive in there. And then Venus is going to be active Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Venus is playing out in Gemini's house of true love, recreation, kids, and creativity. So you have some good days over the weekend and into Monday, one-on-one with people over those themes. I would definitely, you know, say yes to spontaneous moments there. Again, there's a social side to this for you guys. And then as far as the final Mercury retrograde moment on Tuesday, the 20th, for Gemini, you know, some big last talk, meeting, news, agreement, sale, writing, decision that focuses on your home, real estate deals, moves, renovations, or on the family, parent, roommate scenario. So whatever you're rethinking, reworking, or need to go back and fine-tune, then you want to do that. And there is some kind of a link here to the big financial scenario in the mix, so maybe with the loan or the inheritance or the taxes or the insurance or whatever that financial side might be. Or there is some kind of link to evolving things through your intimate life or your divorce or the reproductive side of things or scenarios. So look for that for Cancer. Cancer, this full moon lunar eclipse on Friday the 16th is bringing something to a head in the legal arena, educational arena, with what's going on with travel or people at a distance, what's going on with media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, publicity, weddings, religion, or politics. It's in what's considered the higher-minded arena, the place where we expand our horizons. So, you know, you're seeing some kind of final moment or ending something, or you are celebrating achievements and reaching that high epic peak. Trigger dates for that that were pre-trigger dates were August the 19th and September 11th. You have this culmination on the 16th, and then you have your post-trigger dates on September 21st. And October 14th, so you can expect to see some things tied to that continuing on those dates. As far as Mars being super active on Friday and Saturday, the 16th and 17th, it's going to mean Cancer, you can dive in there and motivate about your health, the work you want to get done, what you're doing with the person you've hired or your coworkers, what you're doing with your animals or paperwork, organizing, cleaning, or maybe it's not super fun, but definitely looks like you can get a lot done here. And then with Venus active Saturday, Sunday, Monday, the 17th through the 19th, this bodes for things going really well with the home, real estate deals, moves, renovations, or with family, parents, roommates in the scenario. You want to focus on Venus themes there. So the love, the woman, the beauty, or the income opportunity in the mix. And then as far as Mercury retrograde's last big hurrah on Tuesday the 20th, Cancer, you know, this is about a big talk, meeting, agreement, sale, something in writing, or some news or decision that is, you know, involved in where the past scenario is headed. And it also, for some Cancers out there, may be about a brother, sister, neighbor, the vehicle, the electronics, the short trip, the local activity. So, you know, there's a potential to evolve something there via the specialist, the representative, the clients, the partner, the competition. So look for what you can hear or decide or talk about on Tuesday the 20th. For Leo, this Pisces full moon lunar eclipse on Friday the 16th is in the most powerful part of your chart. So we see some kind of major climax, big ending or finalization or achievement or celebration that is focused on a financial arena. So it could be the loan coming through or paid off, the investment, the settlement, the insurance, the taxes, bankruptcy, inheritance, alimony, child support, commissions, royalties, partners' money, anything that is an outer resource, excuse me, that's moving in or out, big culmination in one of those areas, or the personal side of this heavy house is about your sex life, reproductive needs, divorce, mortality issues, or third-party scenarios. So you can also see something culminating in a really big way in one of those areas as you reach that peak or you wrap things up. So when you look back at the pre-trigger dates, August 19th, September 11th, and then something culminating here on Friday the 16th of September, and then the post-trigger dates will be September 21st and October 14th, where there also might be some peak moments. It'll be less likely that later on I talk about those post-dates, so circle them on your calendars. When we look at Mars and the activity that it is going to stimulate on Friday and Saturday, the 16th and 17th for Leo, this activates true love, children, creativity, or fun. So you can get in there and get busy with, you know, maybe you're going to go have fun with the kids and you can do two things. Maybe you're going to get creative with the lover. You know, you can combine if you want. And definitely looks like should really amp things up, amp up the passion, get you motivated in there. And then Venus is active on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, the 17th through the 19th. For Leo, this is about focusing on what you're doing locally or short trips or how you aim this at brothers, sisters, neighbors, vehicles, electronics, or it's in the communication realm. It's about those talks, those proposals, those ideas, what you're writing, the agreements, the sales, the meetings, the offers and decisions. So, you know, those are good days for Venus themes, connecting with or about the woman or focusing on true love or income opportunities or beauty on those days. And then your final big Mercury retrograde day on Tuesday the 20th is going to focus on talks or news or decisions and ideas and what you've been reworking about your income or your possessions, your product or your purchases. And it looks like you can really evolve something here on Tuesday the 20th tied to that with the work or the coworker, hired help, paperwork, health scenario, or animals that you're dealing with in the mix. So go for that, whatever that is. Virgo, you guys have this full moon lunar eclipse on Friday the 16th bringing something to a big climax with a relationship or about balance and justice in your life. So if we're looking at the relationship scenario for Virgo, this would mean with a romantic partner or a business partner, your clients, your agents, your attorneys, your specialists, your competitors, opponents, your advocates, it's somebody like that. And so, you know, it's either this big relationship situation that's wrapping up or ending, or you're celebrating an achieving thing, or it is about that balance or justice. And so you think about Piscean themes. Is it about the romance or the artistic pursuits or the spiritual practices? Is it about the healing, the addictions, the hospitals, the research, or the development? And work towards that big scenario. And when you look at the pre-trigger dates, you had something big in the mix, August 19th and September 11th. Now here again, as it culminates on Friday the 16th, and then post-trigger dates, September 21st and October 14th, you may see some more things coming through or wrapping up with those people at that time. With Mars active on Friday and Saturday, the 16th and 17th, Virgo, this is going to mean a lot more activity at home with real estate deals, moves, renovations, family, parents, roommates. So you guys can really expect to be busier there or diving in and tackling something. Might be a little bit of surprise in the mix. And then Venus is active Saturday through Monday, the 17th through 19th. So, you know, this is about a focus for Virgo on making money or their possessions, their products, their purchases. So Venus can kind of smooth that out or help you attract what you want, may bring women or love or beauty themes into the mix for you. Definitely looks like the day is to focus on that. And then with the last Mercury retrograde moment on Tuesday the 20th, Virgo, that is obviously about you because it's in your sign. So if you're waiting to hear news about yourself, your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, some kind of personal thing you've been going for, or if you need to still go back and talk with somebody from the past or make an agreement or make a decision, then this can really kind of culminate on Tuesday the 20th. And it is about evolving something in your creative life or with your love in your life, with kids, or something recreational. So look for that on Tuesday the 20th. For Libra, full moon, lunar eclipse, epic high point here on Friday the 6th to that, that head through a big wrap-up or finalization or ending or through that big achievement or things coming through, the celebration. And Libra, this is focused on your work, coworkers, hired help, or it's focused on cleaning or organizing situations, or it's focused on paperwork, or it's focused on health or animals. And you could have a little bit going on in several of these arenas. So pre-trigger dates, August 19th and September 11th, where you might have started to see these things coming through or wrapping up. Now on Friday the 16th, and then you'll have two post dates, the 21st of September and the 14th of October, where you also might have some big breakthroughs or wrap-ups in those areas. With Mars active in this Friday, Saturday, the 16th and 17th in the week ahead, this is local for you guys, short trips, local activities, getting out there, getting really busy, or it is about taking action with brothers, sisters, neighbors, with vehicles, electronics, or in the communication realm, so in meetings, talks, writing, agreements, sales, offers, negotiations, ideas, decisions, and it kind of puts you in there with the right person, might be spontaneous, so stay open to that. And then Saturday through Monday, Venus is active, your ruler, and she's active in your sign, and she's active with relationships. So, again, this looks really positive for the Libras as far as love, income, beauty, or women in this scenario and how that's affecting or benefiting you, Libra, because it's in your sign. Again, like I said, connects to relationships, so could connect you with the right clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, partners, you know, anybody like that. As far as the last big Mercury retrograde day on Tuesday the 20th, Libra, this is bringing some kind of news or decision, talk, meeting, you know, something through that communication realm where you've been rethinking or reworking something. And it'll be about healing addictions, hospitals, retreats, spas, something in that area, or it'll be about research, investigations, development. It could be about romance, clandestine romance or romantic getaway. It could be about an artistic project like film, music, painting, poetry, something in there. It could be about your spiritual practices, yoga, meditation, prayer. It could be about magical or psychic interests. So something is, you know, coming through on Tuesday the 20th and has the power to evolve something that is about or playing out in your home or about real estate, moves, renovations, family, parents, roommates. So definitely look for that power day on Tuesday the 20th. For Scorpio, we have this full moon lunar eclipse on Friday the 16th of September. This is bringing something to a head, either as you wrap something up or finalize it or end it, or you are celebrating and seeing breakthroughs and things coming through and achievements. And it's focused for Scorpio on their children, their lovers, their love life, their creative pursuits, or their recreational interests. So you can look back at pre-trigger dates for this, August 19th and September 11th. You can see something culminating here as it is at its apex on Friday the 16th. And then there will be a couple post-trigger days on September 21st and October 14th that you may want to mark on the calendar when big things can be happening in those arenas. As far as Mars being a co-ruler for Scorpio, it is going to be all amped up and fired up on Friday the 16th and Saturday the 17th. For Scorpio, this is going to help you move and motivate about making money or about your purchases or about your product or possessions. And looks a little exciting here, like there's some kind of work or health or animal or hired help, coworker kind of scenario, maybe paperwork involved with it. But definitely motivate Friday, Saturday about that. When we look at Venus being active Saturday through Monday, the 17th through the 19th, Scorpio, this is something going on behind the scenes, behind closed doors. So there may be a mystical, magical, psychic, past life, karmic kind of scenario playing out here. There could be something in research and development. There could be something in some news-related arena like film, music, art, painting, poetry, dance, sculpture. Something in your spiritual practices, the romance, the romantic getaway or clandestine romance. I don't know if I said healing in hospitals, addictions. So all in any of those areas, Venus can be benefiting you Saturday through Monday via a woman or women, via true love or income opportunities, or via the beauty themes in the mix. So wherever you want to take that. And then the last Mercury retrograde day on Tuesday the 20th, Scorpio going back and reworking, releasing, reconnecting with friends, groups, the internet, astrology, charities, gatherings, social networking, or in areas that pertain to your aspirations, your original ideas, or your freedom. And so something is here open to this on Tuesday the 20th. And it connects with powerful Pluto, your other ruler, in a way to evolve something through the conversation or through the news you hear or through the decision that is made or the offer on the table. So, yes, a big day on Tuesday. For Sagittarius, this full moon lunar eclipse on the 16th, bringing something to a big powerful close or finality or conclusion or achievement or celebration or breakthrough. And it is focused on Sagittarius' home, their family, their parent, their roommate, real estate deals, moves, renovations, history, ancestry, something in that realm. And so you guys can think about the Piscean flavor there. Is it about the artistic or romantic or spiritual pursuits or the research and development or healing in hospitals and addictions and, you know, turning the corner karmically in situations? So, you know, big climax here on the 16th. Pre-trigger dates would have been August 19th and September 11th. The dates that will be post-trigger dates will be the 21st of September and October 14th. So you might want to circle those dates. But this is the time when something big is happening here. As far as Mars being very active on Friday and Saturday, the 16th and 17th, Sag, that's in your sign. So I would expect you guys to be physically active or really heated up and pursuing something passionate or fighting for something, you know, that has to do about your brand, your image, your name, your title, your body. But just expect that you're going to be busy and there's some excitement here tied to creative pursuits or lovers or kids or fun. Venus is active Saturday through Monday. So for Sag, that means social opportunities for you guys. So you want to really kind of look at ways Venus can flow for you with friends, group activities, the internet, astrology, charities, gatherings, parties, events. And, you know, Venus here is about the love in the mix or the income opportunities, the woman or the beauty. So that door is open Saturday through Monday. And then as far as the final Mercury retrograde moment on Tuesday the 20th, Sag, this is going to be, you know, a big day for you guys with news you hear or those talks or meetings or decisions you're making and all the rethinking, releasing, reconnecting, reviewing the past when it comes to your major life goals or your career, your reputation, your fame, or whatever's happening with an authority type person like the boss, the mentor, the teacher, the parent. And so the connection to evolving a scenario there come or your possessions, your product, or your purchases. So look for that on Tuesday the 20th. For Capricorn, it's been quite the intense, energy for you guys because this full moon lunar eclipse is happening in the communication zone where the things that you think and the way you think and the news you hear and the talks you have. So something is coming to a head here on Friday the 16th or by then. So it can be about that big talk, meeting, offer, agreement, sales, writing, interview, the news, I think I said that. and then it also has a mundane side, so something big could be coming to a head with a brother, a sister, a neighbor, the vehicles, the electronics, the short trips, or the local activities. So expect this big decision here, the big information here, as something is coming to a final moment through Piscean themes. So it is artistic or spiritual, romantic, healing, addictive, hospital, karmic, research, investigative, development side of the scenario. Pre-trigger dates were August the 19th and September 11th. You have this climax on the 16th. And then post-trigger dates would be September 21st and October 14th, where there might be some more to the story. As far as Mars getting really super busy for Capricorn, it's happening in those behind-the-scenes arenas Friday and Saturday. So expect to be amped up and doing something with that healing, hospital, addictive, romantic, spiritual, artistic, or research sim. And it looks kind of spontaneous here as you dive into that. Venus is active Saturday through Monday, the 17th through the 19th. This is going to really kind of benefit the Capricorns, I believe, on the career front or with your big personal goal you're pursuing over those 3 days or with whatever's going on with a parent, boss, judge, teacher, mentor, some higher up authority type person in the mix. So you'll be focusing on Venus here. It'll be about the woman or the love or the income or the beauty in the mix. So what is your goal or what is going on with the career or that authority figure there? This is when you're going to be active about it. And then the last big Mercury retrograde moment on Tuesday the 20th. For Capricorn, this is kind of like the big last piece of news or information or that talk or meeting or agreement or decision reviewing the past and what you still need to kind of choose about coming up on Tuesday that either involves travel or people at a distance, that involves legal or educational, media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, wedding, religious, or political themes. And there is a way to powerfully evolve who you are in this scenario here through this piece of information or talk or decision on Tuesday. So you want to look at what you need and your identity, name, title, body, image, brand, where you're going in this scenario. For Aquarius, Pisces, full moon, lunar eclipse on Friday the 16th, bringing something to a big culmination for you guys with your income, your purchases, your possessions, or your product. You're either seeing something finalized or end, or you're wrapping something up and celebrating and achieving something here. It has a Piscean flavor to it, so there's something artistic or spiritual or romantic or healing, hospital, institutional, research, development associated with this, possibly karmic for you guys. So pre-trigger dates to this were August 19th and September 11th. Then you have this major climax on Friday the 16th, and then you have post-trigger dates on September 21st and October 14th. So you can kind of pay attention to what's wrapping up or coming through in those areas. And with Mars being active on Friday and Saturday the 16th and 17th for Aquarius, very social for you guys. Going to stir up a lot of passion or activity with friends, with group activities, online, at parties or events or gatherings. If you don't get social with this, you can focus this amplified heat on your personal aspirations, your freedom, or your causes or original ideas. Looks like it's kind of exciting here going on with this. And then when we have Venus active Saturday through Monday, the 17th through 19th, Aquarius, this is playing out through travel, people at a distance, legal, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious, and political themes. So Venus is flowing there for you guys, saying let's focus on the love or the income opportunities here, or let's focus on the woman or the beauty in the mix. So it's a good time to kind of dive into those themes Saturday through Monday. And then with the very last Mercury retrograde activation on Tuesday the 20th, Aquarius, this is going to either bring in the news or information or the talk or the meeting or that decision you're making as you've been rethinking things and going back over them on the financial level, not income, but more like the loans, the debt, the inheritance, the taxes, the insurance, the bankruptcy, the alimony, child support, partner's money, whatever that review has been about. or in the personal life, going back over, you know, things that are pertain to your sex life, triangles, third-party scenarios, reproduction, death, birth, divorce. So if there is somebody to hear from or talk to or a decision to be made about any of that, Tuesday's the day. There's a potential to evolve something going on behind closed doors or that does have some kind of past life scenario tied into it. Looks like in a positive way to me, but it's powerful. Pisces, this full moon lunar eclipse has really been, you know, building to something big about you. And so, you know, I don't think it's been the easiest time for most of the Pisces out there, mainly because Saturn's been squaring you guys for so long as this has been building. But whatever that case, you know, it is finally, you are finally reaching that level of, okay, something is finally wrapping up, or I'm over it, or I'm done, or you are finally being recognized, or you're celebrating achievements that you set for, goals you set for yourself. And, you know, something big can really be in the mix for you with your name, your title, your body, your image, your brand, or some personal goal you've been setting during this time. So pre-trigger dates were August 19th and September 11th. Then you have this massive high peak for yourself on Friday the 16th. And then post-trigger dates, September 21st, October 14th, if you want to note those days as things break through, wrap up, end, or are achieved and celebrated. And then when we look at, I think Pisces know what they rule, but, you know, romantic, artistic, spiritual, healing, hospital, addictive, research, development, karmic, past life, those themes are playing into this big, you know, epic moment for you guys when it comes to who you are and what's going on with you. Okay, so with Mars getting active on Friday and Saturday, the 16th and 17th, this means you guys, Pisces, can be very active on those days, doing something about your career or a big personal goal you're going after or what's going on with an authority type like the boss, the parent, the judge, the mentor, the teacher, the director. So expect to fire things up. I do think this can align with making money or purchases or gifts or possessions or products in some way. And then Venus is also active Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, the 17th through the 19th. And so this playing out in either the big financial arena for Pisces, so loans, debt, inheritance, bankruptcy, taxes, insurance, investments, commissions, royalties, alimony, child support, partners, money, any of that big outer flow of resources, or it's playing out in your sex life, with your reproductive life, with the divorce, with a third-party scenario. And so Venus is helping you focus on the love there or focus on the income flow or focus on the woman or the beauty in the mix. And again, Saturday through Monday where she can hopefully attract something or smooth something out for you in the combination there. And then your final Mercury retrograde, the big one on Tuesday the 20th, is about this do-over phase you've had going on with a romantic partner or business partner, your clients, your specialists, your agents, your attorneys, your competitors, your opponents, or some other key relationship. And so Tuesday the 20th is the day, you know, where if you still need to rethink something or rework it or hear that news or make that decision, that comes up for you on that day. And there is something evolving here, or the potential for something really powerful to evolve here for you through that, that ties in with your personal aspirations or your freedom or your original projects or ideas, or through something social. So this could be as you're out at a party or at an event or gathering or online or with friends or in a group activity. So something social there, running into that or rethinking that past relationship scenario. Tuesday the 20th. And that's it, guys. It's Zoe Moon. You guys can always find me pretty much daily on Facebook at facebook.com/Zoe Moon Astrology. I'll be back here on Blog Talk next week, same time, looking into the week ahead. I hope it's a wonderful week for you guys and that the eclipse brings good news for everybody. I will talk to you next week.